You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back in Gainesville. We're live from Gainesville at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I'm here with Sandy Hostetler. She's the regional president for Valley National Bank. I want to give a shout-out to my buddy, Gus Truchel, who works with her. And I want to say welcome to the show, Sandy.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
Yeah, Sandy's a trip. I really think she's terrific. We're sitting up here watching all the kids networking with all the business executives for the real estate crowd. If you're lucky, I'll give you a flash on that on Facebook later. But, Sandy, what made you decide to get involved with the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies here at the University of Florida?
Well, let's see. I joined this board, I don't know how many years ago, over 10 years ago. And, And what really appealed to me was when you look at the people on this board, it really represents the best of the best in real estate in Florida and really throughout the nation. And I wanted to learn from the professionals, and I couldn't think of a better place to be than this board.
Thank you so much. I was on the board when Sandy joined. I exhibit all of those characteristics. Now, Sandy, tell me a little bit about Valley National Bank. I know Valley National Bank entered the market, what, about 2 years ago?
Yeah, Valley entered Florida a little over now, going on almost 4 years ago, actually. And we are based in Wayne, New Jersey. And great story as it relates to Florida. So in the last 4 years, we have increased our investment in Florida from basically nothing to right about $10 billion.
Wow. I also want to give a high five to my friend Megan Gonzalez, who works out of the office. I think she's up in Palm Beach County, but we talk to her about business all the time. So, Sandy, tell me a little bit about what you've been doing as the chairman of the board here at the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies.
So really what we're focused on this year is building, again, continuing to build on some of our success. Last year, we had the best year in the board's history in terms of sponsorships and fundraising. To help us improve the program and provide scholarships for the students. So the goal this year is to do even better than we did last year and really get the word out about this program and to increase the sponsorship for it.
Okay, there's something real special about the program. We were going to let Tim talk about it, but you might as well talk about it too since you're talking about fundraising. What's the real special thing about the Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida? Oh, I love this. She's going to say something. Just love this.
So, you're going to love this if you're a fellow Gator. Our program was ranked number one among public universities for this very program, the Master's in Real Estate. And so we're really excited by that news, and we're hoping that it helps us, in our recruitment of students and sponsors and just build better awareness for this program.
Yeah, I think that what people don't realize is that the students leave, they come up to Gainesville, it costs them a whole lot of money to do that. Plus, they have to put their career on hold for like 18 months just to be able to move ahead and really change the game. But it really does change the game for people. I know people that worked for one firm, came in here and started working for another firm, really found incredible life-changing experiences. But I'm going to ask Tim. I'm going to make sure that Tim Becker, he's on next. Tim, any other program at UF ranked number one? Sandy, you're still on. Tim is next. There you go. Right. Yeah. Tim says none that matters. So, Sandy, so tell me a little bit more about what your real initiative is here for the center this year. What is the one thing that you want to see change within the center that's a focus of your administration?
Okay, so just to be honest, one of our real focuses this year is to increase or improve upon our diversity. As a woman in real estate, one of the things that's really bothered me over the years is that we weren't attracting as many women as I hoped that we would. And I'm really proud to report that this year, a third of our students are women. So that's definitely a step in the right direction. We're excited about that. Hope to keep improving that. And we'd like to just really improve diversity across the board, and that's something that is a goal the entire board is focused on, both in our board and with the students that go through the program.
Oh yeah, 100%. We were listening to a futurist here at the event just a few minutes ago, and he was talking about the fact that the workplace is going to be increasingly diversified. And if you can't get on that train's going to run you over. So the fact that the university here is making a very significant push to get diversity into the program, I think is an enormous, enormous step forward and a big help to everybody. Now, Sandy, we only have time for maybe one or two more questions. So let's go back to Valley National Bank for a minute. What is the focus of the coming year of Valley National Bank in Central Florida? What are you trying to grow or change in your agenda this year at Valley National Bank?
We are really focused on doing a better job of relationship building. So not so much, you know, as many real estate developers are want financing for a deal. Instead of just doing the deal, we really want to help companies. We want to be a strategist. We want to help business owners realize their dreams. We want to help them on the depository side and the lending side. We want to be more than just a commodity.
Oh, I know what you want to do. You want to be part of their business ecosystem.
You got it.
All right. All right. Oh, that's why I have a radio show. So now, Sandy, let's do one more thing. I want you to tell me about one of your interactions with the students. I want you to think back to when you interacted with one of the students and tell me a little bit about what that student brought to you as a pay it forward kind of thing. Because I know when I interact with the students, each one of them brings something special to me.
Oh, that boy, I could tell you so many stories on that front. One of the things we really push very hard here is to be a mentor, and I know you know that. And it's so funny that sometimes you learn so much more from the students than you do than they've maybe learned from us. But one lady, young lady, just really inspired me to be just such a gracious leader. And she was so bright, wickedly smart, and
what'd she do to inspire you, Sandy?
She went on to go to work for one of the largest developers in the nation, and she just killed it. And all the time she remained so humble, and I just looked at her as really being a great role model.
Well, Sandy, I want to thank you so much for what you do for the students and what you do for everybody here at the University of Florida. You ain't getting away without me giving you a hug. Hold on. Oh, that lady is dynamite. Now, Tim, you're going to come over here because Sandy's got to go network.